Montpellier Beauty, Stray FM's health and wellbeing show.
So it's time to welcome Montpellier Beauty's Judy Robson into the studio. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Beth.
The weather has got a bit colder, and it's only going to get more chilly, isn't it?
Sadly, though? Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about oils today. Tell me at first why we should think oils are important for our skin.
I've had a lot of clients just recently asking about oils and, you know, approaching the winter months, our skincare regime does need to change. So it's a good time to start thinking about what our skins need, which most people's skins will be suffering with a little bit of summer aftershock at the moment.
And what happens?
Tends to be in the summer, even if you're really, really good and, you know, you've got your sunscreen on and you've not seen much the sun, you know, your skin will have had still some sun damage. It's inevitable. It's there. What happens is you do tend to get dehydrated, you get pigmentation. Coercely, you can get issues that your skin becomes more oily, which in sort of counterbalances what I'm talking about today. But I'm getting quite a few clients coming through now that have got very congested skins. And what's been happening is that during the summer, you know, there've been oily skins, heat, lot of suntan lotion on, it clogs the pores, and so they're coming to me presenting with that, which is just something that needs putting right. It's not a long-term issue, it's just post-summer.
So why oil then? Why is it oil that's going to do that for us? How's that going to help?
Okay, well, it's oil in combination with other things. As I said a few seconds ago, it is about changing your skincare regime for the winter. Your skin needs more moisturisation in the winter for all sorts of reasons. We've got the extremes of the weather, the wind, all this. So rule number one is more moisture. Oil is very much the black sheep of the beauty industry. People sort of with oily skins, etc., which we'll talk about in a second, shock horror, thought of putting any oil on their skin is like, oh. But it's very much the in thing at the moment, and rightly so, because it's a fantastic product and it's just a case of choosing the right oil. If we just talk a little bit scientific for a second, the top layer of your skin, which most people know, you know, is your dead layer of skin, it's what your skin is shedding all the time, the cells that have done their job, is made up of a lipid layer. And lipids are essential to your skin. I like to visualise it like a brick wall. And the substance between the brick wall, which would be like mortar or cement, I'm not a builder, so whatever they use, that substance is called lipids, are lipids. Now, if cracks or holes appear in that lipid layer for whatever reason, we get cracks and holes, and that causes water loss. You just imagine everything pouring out, all the good things out of your skin. But also, because the lipid layer is your barrier layer, it also allows stuff in. And they're usually the nasties, and they're sort of causing things like acne and sensitivity. So what we're looking with oils is to repair that lipid layer.
I just want to ask about the... I know you mentioned oily skin. I would say that I have an oilier skin, because I know when you're buying skincare, you have dry, normal and oily. And if I was choosing, I'd go for that. So the idea of putting oil on my face, I think surely that's going to be the wrong thing.
Well, it's all about everything in moderation, really, as with everything. It has been shown with people that have got acne that they are lacking an acid called linoleic acid, which causes the skin to overproduce sebum, which can create the acne. Mm-hmm. Now, if you apply the right oil, this will address the balance of that and so stop the over-secretion of the sebum and help reduce the acne.
You're not getting more oil, it's just the right oil.
Yes, the right oil to get the balance.
And you have not just a background in skincare, but you have a background in, you know, in the world of medicine as well. So you can really tailor, you know, if you meet somebody and they say, Judy, help me with my skin. You can look at them, you can analyse their skin, you can use all that knowledge you've got to get the right plan in place.
Yes, well, that's the aim of the business. I mean, I'm not a dermatologist, I'm not a doctor, I'm a nurse, and I've got my limitations, obviously, and if I've got any real concerns, people ask my advice, and I would always refer them on to a GP or a dermatologist if I felt their skin problems needed that input. But a lot of the time it doesn't. It's having a look at what products people are using. There's a lot of... we've talked about it a lot, I know. know there's a myriad of choice out there, and it is a case of showing people the right path to go down, really. And it doesn't have to be complicated, it doesn't have to be expensive. And at Montpellier Beauty, what I'm trying to do all the time is to show people the right road to go down with their skincare, supporting it with some treatments, but if not, you know, just getting the home care right. And you know, I've got products in the salon which they're very welcome to buy if they want, but not always, it's not for everybody. But that's the idea, yeah.
So what have you got coming up over the next couple of months then that people should, you know, consider giving a try, or should, you know, as you say, rethink their winter regime?
Their winter regime. Well, firstly, by all means, just give me a ring and say, I'd just like to come in and have a chat. Come and have a cup of coffee. We don't make any charge for that, or the coffee. and just have a general chat to me, either bring in the products you're using. I'm not judging anybody. It's just as it is. And if people want a bit of guidance, that's lovely. Treatments that are really good at this time of the year are some microdermabrasion. Non-invasive, not painful. It's just a really good deep mechanical exfoliation. It just gets the skin back to where it should be. And then you make them, products then will penetrate the skin so much better. People will notice an instant change in that. I'm also doing an offer on my LED light therapy facial at the moment. It's if you book three, you get your fourth free.
People can hear more about that as well. If they go to strayfm.com, they can
talked about that, mm-hmm. Yes. That's a lovely treatment for this time of the year. Again, you're just getting some even texture back to it, pigmentation issues. So it's a really good start of a turn. If people can get those in before Christmas, they'll be glowing for Christmas.
Could they buy, I'm just thinking as well, because you mentioned the word, could people buy gift vouchers?
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yes. We've got some beautiful Christmas vouchers at the moment, and what a good present to have.
It would be, wouldn't it?
It really is, yes. Mm-hmm.
And of course, as your name would suggest, Montpellier Beauty, you're based in Montpellier, just round the corner from the Slug and Lettuce.
Correct.
In Harrogate.
Yep. That's right.
And people can pop in, give you a shout. I know you're available on Facebook as well, mm-hmm. So
yes.
They could,
yes,
get their winter facial MOT sorted.
Yes, absolutely.
Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.